Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 3rd, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. Let's do this. Coming out of the five-country ministerial meeting last week, governments of the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand issued a statement of principles on access to evidence and encryption. The statement maintains that privacy laws are needed to prevent arbitrary or unlawful interference, but that, quote, privacy is not absolute. The statement acknowledges that encryption may make access to information impossible, but that such instances should be rare. The statement further calls that technology companies should voluntarily work to achieve lawful access, but doesn't explicitly call for backdoors or a one-size-fits-all technology solution. If impediments to lawful access remain, the Five Eyes countries stated they may pursue technological, enforcement, legislative, or other measures to gain access. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted that the company is developing reply threads and a new feature called Presence. Threading seems designed to make conversations easier to follow, while Presence would surface users who are currently online on Twitter. It's unclear if this would be an opt-in feature, but Twitter's head of product, Sarah Hayter, said users would be given, quote, full control over sharing their presence. Baidu launched EZDL in beta, a tool that allows users to build, design, and deploy artificial intelligence without any coding. At launch, EZDL focuses on image classification, object detection, and sound classification. Models are trained using small sample sizes of 50 audio or 100 image files, with training taking between 15 to 60 minutes. Generated models can be accessed via API if kept in the cloud or downloaded as an SDK. Baidu claims that two-thirds of generated models achieve accuracy of 90% or greater. At IFA Berlin, Amazon VP of Smart Home Daniel Rausch announced that Amazon's voice assistant is now integrated into over 20,000 devices, up from 4,000 devices at the start of 2018. The number of brands producing devices with AVS integration also increased over the same time, up almost 300% to 3,500 brands. Rausch also announced that there were more than 50,000 skills for AVS devices, up from an estimated 25,000 at the end of 2017. Apple confirmed that it reported its first autonomous vehicle accident last week. Apple's Lexus RX 450H test vehicle was rear-ended by a Nissan Leaf while it was waiting to merge. No injuries were reported. According to the California DMV, Apple has a fleet of 66 test cars approved for testing in the state. Microsoft added another chapter in the seemingly interminable redesign of Skype, this time removing the Snapchat-like highlights feature that was implemented last year and seemingly no one liked or used. The redesign will instead focus on what people actually use Skype for, specifically voice calls, video calls, and messaging. The redesigned desktop app would move chats, calls, contacts, and notifications into the upper left navigation pane. And finally, in other Microsoft news, Microsoft announced it would stop accepting new applications for its Microsoft Surface Pro financing program, Surface Plus, which originally started in August 2017. All existing financing will be unaffected, allowing users to finance the remainder of their 24-month lease or upgrade to a new device with a trade-in after 18 months. However, Microsoft is shutting down the Surface Plus portal on September 30th, leaving customers to contact Klarna Financing directly for customer service. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.